converge.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to this week's episode of the Encounter Now podcast. My name is Nick Hurst, and I'm here joined with my wife, Chelsea. We get to talk about all kinds of fun things on this podcast, but today we get to really go deep into detail about this concept of learning to listen and what it means to live a life of listening. And I'm so excited to chat with you and to get to have this conversation with Chelsea. I think it was really beneficial for us, and I think that it can really help you out a lot. So let's go ahead and get into it.
Today's podcast is brought to you in part by Denison Ministries and their First 15 email devotional. Sign up today by visiting first15.org.
So guys, we're excited to chat a little bit about life before we get into today's topic, which I'm really excited about. It's all about a life of listening. And honestly, listening can be really hard for all of us, but we want to share a little bit of how this has been implemented into our life lately, especially with all these moving parts and things that have been changing. So Nick, give us a little description of what's been happening lately. What have we been up to? What's been our struggles? What's been our highs? What's been our lows? All of that.
Oh my gosh. What have we not been up to? So much. I really don't know where to start. We just got back not too long ago from your parents' house for Thanksgiving in Colorado. So that was really fun. And getting to see all the snow and just feet and feet and feet of snow. And for some reason, there was 9 and 10 foot icicles hanging off the side of your parents' house. So
that was
pretty different for me to see. And we're actually headed out again this week, going to Florida for Christmas. It seems like nonstop travel this time of year for you and I, which we'll get into a little bit in a minute. But yeah, those have been some like short highs, but man, there's been some really like low lows. I have to get a double root canal this Friday. When this episode comes out, when you are hearing this, I will most likely be in a dentist chair, or more properly, an endodontist.
So that's fun that Nick has to get a very invasive tooth surgery. But the whole story around that is about a year ago, he got a tooth abscess, which is like this infection that shows itself. It rings itself to its head, literally, on the roof of your mouth. And it's really, really like painful from what I've seen Nick go through. It seems like we get those weird like illnesses or things.
I get a tooth abscess and you get shingles.
Yeah, it's so weird. Guys, I swear, I don't know if any of you feel like that, but sometimes I'm just like, why do I have to be the one to get like cold sores like 6 times a year and shingles at 21 and Nick is getting this tooth abscess? I'm like, what is going on? Like, most people just get the flu and here we are. But I mean,
which I had that too 2 years ago and it was the worst, so hopefully I will not get that again.
But a bunch of people are getting it this year, which is crazy, and I feel like
I'm going to lock myself indoors.
Yeah, I feel like we're really blessed to not get that. I feel like we're doing a lot of things that we can to keep ourselves from getting sick. And a lot of that has to do with us switching out our products that we've done lately, which some of you guys may find this foreign, but I don't know if you guys are aware of what's in your deodorant or your shampoo, conditioner, even in a lot of your food products and toothbrushes, and not toothbrushes, but your toothpaste, and even just like certain plastics that can get like mixed with certain things in your products. And it's just, do your research on what you're putting in and on your body, because it is so important. And I will say, I listened to an episode from Audrey and Jeremy Roloff recently, and they just shared their experience with a brand called Young Living, which is a brand we know and love very much. And we have been using pretty much everything, like all the oils, all the cleaning products. We've gotten into Ninja Red, which is like this berry drink. It's an antioxidant drink. It's supposed to help you just improve your immune system. So I'm not saying that you got to switch over to one brand or switch over to like the extreme all natural stuff, but I am saying start off by going through your house and figuring out what is like toxic to you and your body. You can do that by downloading a free app called Think Dirty and scan things and just see what's in your products. And then go ahead and watch this documentary called Stink. It is so crazy what they show in that documentary.
Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix if you're looking for it anywhere. And then the app name sounds really strange. I will say that. It sounds really, really weird.
Yeah.
And the first time that someone told me about it, I was like, you want me to download what? And they were like, yeah, it's this app called Think Dirty. And I was like, all right.
Like, oh, I don't really want to think that way, but all right.
Yeah, seriously. And so I go into the Apple App Store and I type in, you know, Think Dirty, looking for this app, and then I go and download it, and you just start scanning different barcodes in your house on products, and of course, everything won't be in their system because there's millions and millions and millions of products, but they have a lot in there, and you can really just get a read on the things that you have around you, the things that you have in your house that may be causing you more harm than good, and even, this is the suckiest part, is even a lot of the things that are claimed to be natural and claimed to be healthy actually have things in them that are not healthy.
Yeah, because a lot of the verbiage that is allowed to be used around these products is like claiming that things can be natural if there are hints of natural things in the products, and everything else is just like hidden under different names in the labels, which is so weird and wild that our country, at least in America, would allow us to undergo that. And I know that there are a lot of similar problems in other countries, but I do know that America for sure doesn't ban about like 1,200 or so chemicals that the UK does. And that just speaks a lot of volumes for itself. But
oh, and as they'll find in this documentary, modular homes and mobile homes, the ones that are like very highly graded as far as like being, you know, toxin free, all of Europe buys those. And then the United States takes the second best ones, which is really strange. Really weird.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing that part.
Yeah, that was in the documentary as well. So nonetheless, look into what you're using. Look at what you're putting on your body, because it will pay dividends later. And if you can live a life of more wellness and wholeness now, then why wouldn't you? So Chelsea and I talk a lot more about all of this on each of our Instagrams. I think Chelsea does a really, really unique job and great job with showing the more lifestyle aspects of how to live a more holistic life. Where can they find that page on Instagram?
That one is called Encounter Wellness. We wanted to keep the same
branding
as Encounter Now. Because I feel like a lot of this happens by encountering something, like whether it's a documentary or someone saying, hey, do you even really know what's in your products? And so I wanted to name it Encounter Wellness. And then Nick has an account that he recently started sharing a bunch of education on, which is really cool because you could just literally go to that page and be like, oh, I'm curious about this. And he'll probably have a post about cedarwood or something along those lines.
Yeah, and the thing I really like about the model that I'm going with on this page is that it's individual, like it's individual oils, where you, individual oils, individual products, drinks, all the stuff, where you're learning what is in them, what it does, and how it affects you. And so that Instagram name is called Your Essential Knowledge, all one tag, YOURESSENTIALKNOWLEDGE. I think I got that right.
I'm so glad you can spell
it. I think I got that right, yes.
So we don't want to spend too much time on this topic because we know you may or may not care, but if you guys would like to carry on this conversation in our DMs, we are more than happy to answer any and all questions because we've been there. We struggled for about a year with like the natural living thing. Like, is it a hoax? Is there something off about it? People are weird in this community.
Yeah.
And so we
had to.
Yeah, we had to do our own stuff. So yeah, Young Living is great, but I really do believe that there are a lot of other brands out there too that do an amazing job as well, but that is just one brand that we really love and believe blesses people in the process too, which is amazing. So with the topic of today, we figured that we could address all that stuff up front and say that we are learning ourselves a life more of listening and listening well and what that all encompasses. And I think we have a lot of learning to do still. And I find it funny that we pick episodes that typically we are either being challenged with or are presented with that subject pretty recently. But I think we're walking with it with you guys in this rather than us being experts. So let's just talk from that place today.
Yeah, that's great. Very first point that I want to bring up today in this talk about learning to listen. What does it mean to listen? How do we listen and not just hear? Is that listening is exactly that. Listening is more than hearing. I can speak from the place of even being newly married with Chelsea that listening and hearing definitely are not the same thing, because I seem to be really good at hearing, but I'm not as good at listening. A lot of what I've been guilty of, at least up to this point, is kind of thinking that I can intake information without having eye contact and intake information without necessarily giving my full attention. But when you are intently listening to someone, you are looking them in the eye, you are not thinking of a response to fire back right away, but you are really trying to be more like a sponge in a bucket and really soak in that information.
And that is so hard. I don't know why. I'm always thinking of a response back to someone whenever they're speaking. And it's almost like sometimes I even forget half of what they're saying. I'm so focused on the rebuttal or the response. And it can get kind of draining sometimes because you just feel like you're constantly spinning your wheels.
No, that's so true. And with this, what I wanted to do was look up the definitions of these two words. So I want Chelsea, I want you to share the definition of hearing.
Hearing is the faculty of perceiving sounds.
So the faculty of perceiving sounds, perception is different than attention, and perception is also different than retention. And the definition of listening is this: giving one's attention to a sound. It doesn't necessarily have to be someone talking, but nonetheless, someone speaking, someone talking is a sound. So hearing is the faculty of perceiving a sound. Listening is giving one's attention to a sound. And what it takes to give attention is to focus your energy and to focus your time and to focus your mind on what you are listening to. Whereas hearing can just be perception. It can just be background. And so, I mean, this plays into so many different facets of our daily life, not just with God, not just with spirituality. Yes, those things are humongous, humongous, humongous factors in this discussion that we're having today. But this plays into friendships. This plays into relationships. This plays into, if you're married listening to this, this definitely, definitely plays into your marriage. I mean, this plays into mentorship, everything, just about everything, school, all of it. This plays into everything. And so if you can learn, if I can learn, if we can learn to all be listeners, to be intent listeners, I think that we will really, really see humongous benefits in our life, in our journeys of faith. If you are a follower of Jesus listening to this, all different kinds of things in our life will definitely benefit from this one concept.
Yeah, so to keep that going, I think it's important that we relate a scripture to that. And we have a few scriptures written down, and the first one is James 1:19, and I love it because it addresses this word, which is listening. And I think that obviously we're painting this picture that listening and hearing are different. So it says, therefore, my dear brothers, let every person be quick to listen, but slow to speak, slow to get angry, for a person's anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. And this is in the Complete Jewish Bible. I've been reading that version lately, which is really different than what I've been reading in the past. So I love that because not only does it say quick to listen, but it also says slow to speak. And oftentimes when we are slow to listen, we are quick to speak. And so I feel like it's almost showing the just comparison of the two and sharing that you can't really be slow to speak if you are not quick to listen. And so I think they're a paired deal. I don't think you can just do one and then not do the other. I feel as if I'm talking to Nick and we're doing this podcast and listening to him, I'm not going to know the correct thing to say or to follow up with him unless I'm actually listening to him. I can't just hear, because I could hear something out the side of my ear and think he's talking about yesterday's dinner. But in reality, we're talking about listening and hearing, and I, you know, need to be focused and attentive. So that sounded probably like a bunch of gibberish, but I love that verse because it is so important. And I think we've probably all been familiar with it in the past. And I love that it also says slow to get angry, for a person's anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. Because I feel like often when we are on the receiving line of someone who is just very quick to speak and not slow to listen to us, when we are maybe sharing something that's on our heart, we are quick to get angry because we are just jumping to conclusions and just frustrated that that person didn't give us the time of day. And so the least we can do is know how that feels and choose to be slow to speak and quick to listen. Let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsor.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Denison Ministries. Denison Ministries is a movement creating 7 million culture-changing Christians who are committed to carrying out the truths of the gospel to their sphere of influence through a variety of ways, which is why Denison Ministries is excited about what God is doing through today's podcast. One of the cool ways Denison Ministries helps Christians unpack the culture around them is through their Denison Forum. The Denison Forum is designed to help Christians thoughtfully engage the issues of the day from a biblical perspective. Each day, Jim Denison writes on the cultural and contemporary issues of the day through his daily article. You can sign up to get the Denison Forum daily article sent directly to your inbox at denisonforum.org. Or start your day off with the Daily Article podcast. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Now back to today's program.
One of my favorite books in the Bible, which is Proverbs, Solomon was just a complete boss. And he says this in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5, one of the very, very first verses in this entire book that Solomon puts together. And he felt it proper to say this: "Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance." And so he's saying, hey, the one who hears, but the one who also understands, let him, one, be wise, but two, let him obtain guidance. And I think that's what happens ultimately when we listen, and when we listen well, is we inevitably obtain some sense of guidance, whether it be guidance in Chelsea telling me to clean up the kitchen, which I definitely have to do often just because I'm so messy, or whether it be us listening to God and having to make some changes in our life. I think that people who strive for wisdom, want to be wise, hope to be wise, I think they have to be really, really good listeners. And I think the only way to listen is really, I think there's only one way, and it sounds a little harsh, but the only way to listen more is to shut up more, is to stop talking more. And I remember I used to be the worst at this when I was really young, not even really young, but in my teenage years. I used to never shut up. I used to always want to be the one in the room talking because I felt I had the most valuable thing to say. And then something went off at like 19 or 20. And I was like, man, I should probably shut up more and just listen to other people, like listen to what they actually have to say, since they've experienced so much more life than me, so much more time with God than me. And if I'm trying to learn about this, I should probably listen to what they have to say. But to my second point today is that listening takes intention. Mm-hmm. You have to be really, really intent about listening. Chelsea, what do you think on this?
Well, yeah, I don't think it happens by just coincidence or accident. I think that whenever you were talking about how you used to struggle with this, like talking too much and stuff. I think it's funny because I think we can go back and even look at some of our videos that we've done together, and we talk over each other pretty often. It was honestly hard for me to edit some of our older videos, and I think sometimes we'll get in moods where we're like both antsy to talk, and then we'll end up like cutting each other off, and like, and then I realize, wow, we are both really wanting to talk. Like, maybe we just need to like,
it's when we're learn both passionate.
To listen. Yeah. So I feel like we could always take this lesson in, and it's not something that we're ever going to have down that's solid, because there's different things that come up. There's different topics that are brought up. And then of course we're that one that wants to like jump the gun and like talk about it with everybody. But I think that like with the intentionality of listening, you have to do this in all areas of your life, like with your relationship at work, like with your coworkers or your parents, spouses, just, you know, siblings. Like I've realized that as I get older, the different dynamics of friendships and relationships are so crazy. Like if you really compare one of your friendships with another friend, or your sibling relationship that you had when you were younger versus what you have now, it takes so much intentionality, because otherwise you just end up like drifting away, which really sucks to realize. But with that intention and just asking people questions and listening, that goes so far. And just sitting down and listening to someone and not really having the intentions to talk about yourself, that is very selfless. And it's also not very easy to do, because we live in a world that's very much about ourselves, mm-hmm. and very much about, okay, well, how can I get something out of this conversation? Or how can I, you know, sway this conversation in a way that benefits me and my boyfriend and my girlfriend or my husband or my family or whatever? And I just think that those intentions are just really wrong and invalid. And it's so like not easy to do, but once you realize that you're in that place, change it, because it really will change your relationships, and you'll have deeper, more meaningful relationships and friendships. Like, don't just talk to someone to get something out of them. Talk to someone, maybe in this case I'm talking about someone new or a friendship, because you want to better their life, and maybe you have something to like offer them. Have a giving mindset in that way. So that was just a little tangent, but I think it does go along with like being intentional about listening to others.
Yeah, that's great. As you were saying that, I was actually thinking what you ended with there is giving more of yourself, giving more advice, giving more resources, whatever you have to give. I think when we can take any opportunity to give and to not necessarily receive, I think that's huge. And I think it also teaches us to be humble, and that the world is not necessarily just all about us and right. all about our little worlds and our needs. And, you know, I'm not on this podcast to make light of your needs, to make light of your situation. That's not my goal at all. And my goal here is also not to say that you just need to completely stop talking and never speak. But my goal is to maybe suggest that we listen just a bit more, and we right. maybe don't talk as much.
That's good. I want to say one thing, because it reminds me of a story that happened this week. So you know that I've been talking to you about this girl named Savannah that I've been talking to about like natural living and stuff. And she and I were having conversations, and I was just like, you know, wanting to send out some gift cards to some people I wanted to invest in this week. And I also sent out some to people who left reviews for Above All Else on Amazon. And so I messaged her and I said, hey, like, what's a good email to send this like $5 Starbucks gift card to? And she was like, actually, if you wouldn't mind giving that money to this fundraiser I'm trying to raise for, I'm actually fasting for 12 days so that I can raise money for families who need gifts for their families for Christmas. And I was like, whoa, okay. This girl is in, I can't remember if she's like late high school or early college, but that doesn't even matter. Just the heart to give to someone that she doesn't even know, and then to like just pass up Starbucks at this time of year where everybody's crazy in the much like midst of finals and crazy chaos. She was just willing, so willing to just like lay everything down, even what she was eating for almost 2 weeks, just to give money to families. And I just think that is so cool, because oftentimes that can just really recenter us back to why do we have the relationships that we do and what is really the purpose, and not to get so trapped up in the things that we can often take way too seriously. I just was really humbled by her like sharing that with me this week. So I thought it went along with this week's theme.
That's great. That's so good. And honestly, you know, if someone offered me a Starbucks gift card, I would probably tell them to donate it elsewhere too, because that coffee is rank.
Oh my gosh, stop. Most people are, they're okay with it, most people.
Oh man. But to be fair, I am super bougie about coffee.
He's a snob.
Yeah, hey, if you are drinking Starbucks, then God bless you. It's less that I have to drink. Anyways, okay, so we are almost through this. We're getting there, guys. Promise, promise. Next point is this. Listening requires a response of action. Listening requires a response of action. So whether this is, you know, the gospel, whether this is a teacher testing a student, whether this is a spouse asking you to do something, whether it's a request.
Or how your day went.
Or how your day went. Yes. If you're listening intently, inevitably at some point, there is going to be a requirement of action on your part. So this can get like a little tricky, because we shouldn't be listeners just for the sake of anticipating that eventually we're going to have to respond in some kind of way. So we need to be on our toes and be ready. But we should be listening to learn. We should be listening to receive. We should be listening to intake something new or something worth listening to in general. And in doing so, inevitably, we're going to get to the place where a requirement of us to respond comes to the surface. And this is pretty, I would say, pretty universal for the most part. I'm sure there's some nuanced cases where this is not not necessarily what has to happen. But for the most part, you can normally anticipate that if you are being a really good listener, at some point you're going to have to respond in some kind of way. And I really enjoyed what you said earlier, Chelsea, about asking questions. Something that popped in my mind was asking open-ended questions more, not necessarily asking yes or no questions, but asking questions that lead to more conversation and more things for you to listen to, or for me to listen to, or for whoever to listen to. So not necessarily, hey, did you have a good day? Yeah, I had a good day. Or no, I didn't have a good day. But hey, what was good about your day today? Tell me some things that went on that you really enjoyed today. Just things that lead to further conversation and the ability for you to really pour into somebody by listening to them more. I think it's really, really valuable.
Yeah, that's good. So one last thing we want to point out, and then we'll share with you guys a resource that we have really loved and just cherished the fact that this whole subject is just the heartbeat of. And I almost want to talk about it right now, but I'm going to quickly say the last point is listening allows you to hear and understand something worth sharing. And a lot of us want to gain knowledge. We want to hear what people have to say because maybe we respect them or honor them, or maybe some things we want to just relay to others because it's just so inspiring and so encouraging. I don't know if you guys have anyone in your life that you just leave so motivated after you talk to them because they just have a way with words, or they just have a way with a story. And so I just think when we are more attentive and we're listening to what these people have to say, like when I'm listening to my husband, Nick, talk about his day and everything, I can...
Do I inspire you? Do I just like, do you just leave talking
sometimes
to me? Just all the time, just so excited and just ready to take on hell and the world and bad people?
Not, I mean, sometimes, but most times I'm like, wow, I really get to see all the sides of Nick that not everybody else gets to see. And you'd get to see that on me too. So we're just like, you know, that's why sanctification really works in marriage.
You know what I'm so glad that we don't have?
What?
Is that we don't do this podcast like while we're driving. I don't know when I figured it out, but it dawned on me. The worst sides of you and the worst sides of me come out in traffic. And that sounds so like Sunday school, you know, the pastor's on the stage talking about how bad of a sinner he is because he just gets frustrated in traffic. But man, like, you and I get like super frustrated.
Well, it's because I'm like talking back to how you react to traffic. I don't respect it or like it. I don't like how sometimes like you can just, you know, you can get hot and bothered. And sometimes I'm like, you know what? You need to chill. And then it ends up us like going back and forth.
So. I can get really hot and bothered by people who don't know how to drive. So, hey, if you're out there and you do not know how to drive, let's not meet. Or I don't know. We can still meet, but like, let's not let you drive with me around. Anyways. Let's just let that be the plan.
So I hope these points were helpful to you guys today. Maybe like something stuck out about the verses that we addressed, or just like being intentional with the people that you're around and trying so much harder to listen to that person that's staring us in the face. Like in the people that we encounter every day, try so hard to just free your mind of all the other things that could be occupying the space for like 30 seconds while they're telling you about their day or whatever it is. I just think that we can learn so much from people, and we can give so much when we are attentive. And that's what we've learned a lot lately. And we recently spent some time about the past few months ago with a guy named Leighton Ford. He is so incredible. His family is insanely amazing. And I want Nick to talk about it because he's going to geek a little bit.
Well, like right here, right next. I mean, I'm talking, I could lean over and touch it. Right next to this podcast studio table where we are recording from right now is an entire bookshelf full of Billy Graham's works. And then there's also a photo. It's a limited edition. There's only 1,000 of them made, and I have one. No, you cannot have it. Authentic photo, whole deal and all, of Billy Graham preaching. He's one of my two heroes, him and my dad, two of my heroes on this planet. Leighton Ford is actually his brother-in-law, is the brother-in-law of Billy Graham, the evangelist and preacher, world-renowned. And Leighton Ford actually had us and a group of others up to his home in Charlotte. And we got to hear some incredible, incredible wisdom from him. And I just think that this book would really, really bless you. This is not an ad. This is not a plug. This is none of that. But this book and Leighton's ministry and Billy's ministry has drastically changed our lives and altered the course that we're on. And we know that it can do the same for you. And so this book is so worth picking up. A Life of Listening by Leighton Ford.
So yeah, check that book out if you think it would benefit you. I have really loved this subject that just keeps coming up, it seems, the past year, about listening and creating rest in our homes and just that rhythm of almost like renewal in our lives every single week. I feel like we need that structure in our lives. So I feel like this is just something that we can implement into how we talk to people, how we listen, and I think it really does change things when we become attentive to it. So thanks so much, guys, for listening in on this conversation, and thanks for listening to our conversation that's a little bit late in the evening that may have seemed a little drowsy. I don't think it came across that way, but we're holding on, guys. We're about to do an apartment tour, so stay tuned to that on our YouTube channel. If you have no idea, we have one called the Hearst Family, so it's all fun over there. But we really appreciate this audience and the community that is here, and we love all your reviews down below. Thanks so much for taking the time to do that. It really helps the show to be recognized and noticed by new people. And anything else you want to say, Nick?
Yes, I actually do. I bet people have no idea what's coming, but this is it. Guys, the only way that you can change tomorrow is to take a step today. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Encounter Now. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.